welcome to the Extended Business Podcast, brought to you by Panatrack, the independent software vendor for common sense solutions, including the inventory and asset management barcode solution of choice for Microsoft Dynamics GP. This is Charles Rathman. We are joined now by Darren Woodbury, Technical Director at Tidestone Solutions, for a deep dive into Dynamics GP in the cloud. Woodbury is Tidestone's master technologist and cloud authority, and is intimately involved in Your Cloud by Tidestone, the value-added reseller's cloud offering. When it comes to Microsoft Dynamics GP users, Woodbury offers a number of tips about moving to the cloud. First of all, he suggests people ask themselves if they want to simply administer their own instance of Dynamics GP in the cloud, purchase a level of service to have a VAR like Tidestone administer it, or opt for subscription-based pricing for cloud provisioning, system administration, and the software license itself.
Are they interested in paying a, this boils down to licensing, I guess, per user per month charge where their GP infrastructure is taken care of for them by someone else? They don't have to really worry about that. They just access GP. Or are they looking to do the old co-location / hosting where we purchase some servers, we rent some servers, and we put GP in that data center and we manage it? So that's kind of the first question. People are really wanting to get off of CapEx and go to OpEx these days. So the per user per month is really a good choice for a lot of people. Even with that model, since GP isn't a true SaaS product, licensing, there still is two models. If you bring your own license, meaning you already own GP licensing, then you can migrate that into a cloud environment. And then simply you're paying the per month per user charge for the infrastructure, for someone to manage that infrastructure for you. The servers, the SQL server, the RDS server, web client server. And then there's also an option to kind of lease your licensing called SPLA, your GP license. You actually don't own the software. You just pay per month per user for that GP software. So that's our first and second things that we kind of go through with our customers. Another thing that you always have to keep in mind is email, Office. If you're moving GP to the cloud, you need to have Office installed on your server so you can do your exports from SmartList, and you want to be able to email those documents. So that server in the cloud needs to connect to your mail server, whether that be Office 365 or your on-premise Exchange. So you need to work with your hosting partner to make that all work, those settings. Another thing that we found, Management Reporter with the new data mart eats up a lot of resources. So you want to make sure that your cloud partner understands that and provisions those servers correctly. And then any integrations that you may have now, if you currently use GP, if you've got a database sitting right next to the GP server on your premise, how are you going to get that connected up to the new cloud instance of GP? And then performance as well. I mean, you always want to make sure your cloud provider understands disk I/O for SQL.
Regardless of which provisioning method you choose, Woodbury suggests you ask your vendor if they offer multi-tenancy, which advanced VARs and cloud service providers will use to more efficiently serve Dynamics GP customers. The named server database that allows Dynamics GP to deliver multi-tenancy, however, is a new feature and can present challenges for some add-ons and ISV extensions for Dynamics GP.
When you're looking at a cloud provider, you know, we have our own cloud service called Your Cloud by Tidestone Solutions, and we've adopted the new SQL multi-tenancy and named system database. So when you're putting GP in the cloud, you want to understand if your cloud partner is using multi-tenancy for GP or not, because that is kind of a new thing for GP. So some of the ISVs aren't up to speed on that yet. I think any ISV that's writing code for Dexterity that tightly integrates into the dictionary of GP, I think you'll probably be okay with that. But some of these extensions or these outside products that aren't necessarily completely written in Dexterity, you definitely want to check to make sure they support the multi-tenancy, the name system database. Web client is another thing that you may want to check to see if the ISV supports, because I don't think a lot of the cloud providers are mainly going with web client right now. They kind of added it, offer it as an add-on. Microsoft is really pushing the web client, so you want to make sure that that's at least on the roadmap for the ISV. Another thing is terminal server. If they're not deploying GP in a web client environment, then they're doing it through RDS or Citrix. Some applications don't perform very well in that environment, so you want to check to make sure that their product does.
Woodbury says Tidestone has had a successful history of extending Dynamics GP in the cloud with Panatracker GP. One thing he suggests companies research, especially when extending cloud GP with handheld mobile computers, is the speed and performance of those extensions across the internet.
We've got three customers using it now in our cloud. We understand what Panatrack does, and we're actually going to shadow the next install so that we can install it ourselves. There's a big shift when you go from on-premise to cloud, especially when you're talking about handhelds that are located on the customer's premise, communicating to servers that are across the internet or possibly across a VPN. So I think the main thing that you need to watch out for there or make sure that you have a control over is bandwidth, latency, you know, to make sure that those API calls, and that's another thing actually, is the extension needs to be calling an API from the on-premise to the cloud environment. That's one of the main things that you want to look at when you're trying to communicate, you know, with any product from an on-premise situation to the cloud is, you know, do they have an API? Can we call that API through the firewall of the cloud infrastructure? And, you know, how does that perform across the internet?
One other factor companies will want to keep in mind in moving Dynamics GP to the cloud is the fact that Microsoft is migrating its web interface away from Silverlight and towards HTML5. Darren stresses this will not present much of a problem as long as ISVs offering extensions have programmed their product in Dexterity, the programming language used in the development of Great Plains accounting software.
With the HTML5, my understanding is the reason that they originally went with Silverlight was because HTML5 at the time didn't have all the controls that they needed. The way that they designed the web client, Microsoft designed the web client to begin with, is really built on top of Dexterity runtime and sends messages back and forth. I haven't actually read specs on the HTML5 client to see if that's still what they're going to be doing. If they are, then I think to the end user, the HTML5 is going to be richer UI. They're really putting their time and effort into the HTML5, and you won't have to install the Silverlight extension and probably more browser support as well. If Microsoft is not changing the using the Dexterity runtime, which I don't think that they are, I don't think that's going to be a big catch up for the ISVs, because most of the products, the Dexterity-based products, worked pretty well with the original web client. They had to clean up some code. The recommendation from Microsoft was to clean up your Dexterity code and remove all your comments and any unnecessary code because it was really chatty. The ISV is compatible with the web client now, then they won't have to do that, and I think everything should just run pretty seamlessly.
Dynamics GP will not likely turn into a full SaaS product like Microsoft CRM or Salesforce.com, where multiple companies are sharing the same instance of the software. And Woodbury suggests this may make GP more attractive to most companies.
CRM Online, they say, okay, you're getting upgraded in June. We work with a customer to make sure it's a good time for them for those upgrades. Also, with GP in this way, it's a lot easier, I think. Each client's going to have a different requirement for ISV products, for customizations. So the fact that we're not in a true SaaS environment makes that a little bit easier to manage.
For more information, contact us and ask for Darren's executive brief on putting GP in the cloud. Make sure to visit Panatrack.com and get onto our email distribution list for regular updates and insights that will help you extend your business.